half, Harrison got the big play to strike early, but since then it's been pretty even. It's been an entertaining first half.
Well, the numbers are definitely...
Let me turn your mic back on.
Hey, thanks, you, Brad. All right, the numbers are definitely dead even. The scoreboard is really – there's only 8 points difference, and that's probably that one play where we let a guy run free down the sidelines there. But 190 yards of total offense for both teams. McKay has 17 rushes for 90 yards and a touchdown. Bogey, 6 rushes for 28 yards and a score. Hershberger, 10 rushes for 55 yards. McKay's 4 of 9 passing for 17 yards. And, of course, Harrison is doing it through the air. Keelan is 4 of 9 passing for 162 yards.
Pretty even.
Pretty even as you can get,
isn't it?
As even
as you can get. 190 each team. Yeah, for total yards. All right.
This has been the longest pre-kick conversation I think I've ever seen.
I don't know what was going on with the talk with Ari. He didn't seem to be upset at all, so... Harrison with the ball teed up. We are ready to get this second half underway. Mountain will receive down 21-13.
Not be surprised to see the pooch.
There's Logan Walker will make the running catch, and he loses the football at the 20. It's loose,
it.
And Harrison has come up with the football at the 33-yard line. Oh, Logan tried to make a running catch, and as he did, he lost the handle on it. It just went right through his arms and bounced straight ahead, and Harrison falls on the football. Oh, there goes that advantage he had of getting the football to start the second half.
Yeah, that's a gut punch, you know. Now you've got to rally. It's going to be a quick chance to see what you're made of.
They're going to put the ball at the 33-yard line. So how will the defense respond here for Mountain Home? Keelan brings his offense on the field earlier than they thought. He's going to keep it. Quarterback draw up the middle. He's got some room. The 20, the 15, the 10, 5, touchdown. Harrison, 11 seconds into the second half after Mountain Home received the kickoff. Harrison has scored.
Kind of watching this replay, there was not a quarterback draw. The snap bounced to him.
Is that what it was?
It bounced, so he just faked pitching it, and it took off running, and there was nothing but pay dirt.
Goodness, how quickly that turned.
That is a backbreaker there.
Excuse me, the extra point is good. 11:49 left in the third. Harrison's up 28-13. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, life well planned.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, you.
You don't remember my name, do you? You have 27 guesses. Go.
Jane.
No.
Jenny.
No.
You don't always get 27 chances, but with a new $50,000 payout scratch-off from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, you can win 27 times with more than $20 million in total prizes.
No.
Scarlett.
Wrong.
Lauren.
That's it.
Yes. So how do we know each other again?
Forget it.
Get your ticket today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, a short kick by Harrison on the ensuing kickoff. Mason Walker with the return out to the 47. So that's where Mountain Home will start their first drive of the second half. They'll hand it off to Hershberger, a sweep to the right side, and got a whole lot there, maybe a yard on the play to the 48.
It might give him a spot down to the 46 or the 47. They gave him the 47. It just kind of picked his way, felt his way to the right side, tried to run behind those blockers, and then Harrison did a good job of just stopping it up right there after a short gain.
Second and about 9 here for the Bombers, just shy of the 49-yard line. McKay on the option, turns it upfield, keeps it himself inside the 50 to the 45-yard line of Harrison, is going to bring up third and about 2.
Defensive end charged hard right up the side there, took himself out of the play. He overran the quarterback, so Bryce just took it and ran with it.
Third down and two here for Mountain Home at the Harrison 45-yard line. Bombers trying to get back on track after Harrison scores that quick touchdown to start the second half. Here's the handoff. Bogey has the first down run inside the 40, down to the 39-yard line. He picks up six.
Great job just bulling his way. Good job for the line. Kind of opened up a seam. I think they checked out of a blitz there. Very nice pickup. Sealed the back end. Pizzamenti and Abel over on this side doing a good job.
So first down for Mountain Home at the Harrison 39-yard line. McKay will keep it this time, coming to the near sideline. He picks up a block at the 32, takes it inside the 30 to about the 29-yard line, and he is going to be near a first down.
That's it. I'm trying to look at this. That's either a trap. You had two guys pulling on the backside of that play, leading the way, kicking those guys out. One sealed down. Excellent job opening up an alley.
13th first down of the night for this Mountain Home offense. A pickup of 10 for McKay at the Harrison 29. McKay will give it this time to Hershberger, and Hershberger spins his way near the 25-yard line. Pickup of about four on first down, and Harrison has no answer to this Mountain Home run game.
And, you're putting the bodies on each other. I don't know if this is the big-on-big offense, but right now it's definitely working, the Bob offense.
There's something wrong with that. If it's big-on-big, it can't be called Bob because Bob Bird is, well, he's big one way, he's just not tall. I miss having him up here. Second and nine, McKay rolling out to the right side, looking to pass, and it's going to be incomplete.
Too much.
That was a busted play, or what was that?
You know, he was looking to pass, but it looked like the receiver got jammed up and couldn't get off the defender. And so once he got free and was able to get outside, he just had a little too much on it.
So brings up third down. Oh, we had a penalty. I didn't see the flag.
I did not.
And we can't. The windows in this press box, they did a great job with the press box, except the windows don't open. So we have no crowd noise. We can't hear what the official is calling, but it was a 5-yard penalty, whatever it was, against Mountain Home.
So it's definitely not a hold or an illegal block.
Was an ineligible receiver downfield? Did he briefly tap his head?
Well, that would be a loss of down, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so it's third and 12 here. Empty backfield for the Bombers. Third and about 12. McKay looking to pass, and it's going to be caught at the 5-yard line. First and goal coming up. A sliding catch by Logan Walker.
He slid in there like a shortstop or something, picking a line drive.
He did.
He was able. Great job. Walker worked his way back to the football. He saw his quarterback was in trouble, did a heave, and he was able to work his way back. That's really helping your quarterback out. That's going to get you some more balls thrown your way.
A 29-yard pickup down to the 5-yard line. So it's first and goal here for the Bombers. Ball is kept this time by McKay, stacked up at about the 3-yard line, so a pickup of two.
Yeah, nothing. No, weren't able to move the pile on that or create any movement forward. Harrison did a good job responding to the point of attack.
So second and goal for this Bomber offense at the 3-yard line. McKay will give it this time straight ahead with it. And just shy of the goal line. That was Hershberger on the carry, and he is just shy.
I'll take two cracks from inside the one with our offensive line and those big backs. Oh, he was so close.
He was. So third and goal inside the one now for Mountain Home. McKay is going to keep it himself. He follows the two running backs, and we're waiting for an indication.
They're going to call it fourth down.
Yep, it's going to be fourth down. Somehow McKay didn't make his way in. He followed both Bogey and Hershberger, but couldn't get to the end zone. So it's fourth and about half a yard here.
Blitzed the A-gap, took that away. He slid back to the right side of the center and just couldn't wiggle his way through there.
Let's see what the Bombers call. Fourth down. This could be a huge turning point of the game if they don't make it. They're going to try shuttle passes. Complete. Touchdown. They get it to Hershberger. McKay, just as he was about to get hit, got rid of the football, gets it to McKay, to Hershberger for the touchdown pass.
A little two-hand touch pass on that. That was
a little interesting-looking pass, wasn't it?
They sucker in the defender. I think at first he wanted to pitch it.
Uh-huh.
And he couldn't. He had the guy inside, cut inside to where the lane would be.
Boy, McKay took a shot, too, after he got that pass off. So Hershberger.
You know, Waddy got a touchdown. I don't think he feels it.
Mount Home with the swinging gate. Now they're going to line up and kick the extra point. At some point, you're going to have to get a two-point conversion to make up for the missed extra point earlier. Here's the kick. It's up, and this one is good. So we'll break with 7:16 left in the third quarter. Harrison 28. It's at home 20. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis. And Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. We're the people behind every light switched on for the baby's 2 a.m. feeding, the computer you start up to begin your business day, and we're always there, down the line, powering farms and industry somewhere across Arkansas. We're a network of nearly 2,500 team members delivering more than just electricity. We deliver power through our family of 17 local electric distribution co-ops. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Power and people.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Sloan Barrett with a return for the Goblins on the kickoff. Takes it across the 35 to about the 37. That's where Harrison will start this drive.
Time for a stop, Brad.
It is.
You've shown you can move the ball. You've shown that we can actually have our will when we want to run the football with them. Now you just got to put them back in the huddle or get a stop, maybe even a turnover.
Harrison with trips to the right side, the running back on the right side of the quarterback as well, Keelan. He fakes the pitch. He's going to keep it himself, and he's tripped up near the line of scrimmage, falls ahead for about, looks like maybe a two-yard gain out to the 40.
Good job. Somebody stayed home on that backside. That was the big difference when he got through before. There was nobody on the backside. They'd had over pursuit. They loaded the wide side of the football field, so that left that, you know, we're playing pretty much straight up, numbers on defenders. So he's going to have that kind of room for those short gains, but just make him do it over and over.
Second and eight here for this Harrison offense. 6:39 left in the third. Goblins up by eight. Keelan to pass, looks to the Mountain Home sideline. It's going to be complete right at the marker, and it's going to be a first down for the Goblins.
It's a little quick route. You know, run to the sticks, turn around and catch it.
Complete to Lane Johnson that time for a first down out to the 49-yard line, a pickup of nine. .6:25 left third quarter action. Harrison leads it 28-20. Trips to the right again for the Goblins. Single receiver to the top side of the field. Keelan back to pass. Has time. Now he's flushed out of the pocket. He's being pursued. He is going to be tripped up at the 50. Lost the football. The Bombers, do they get it before it went out of bounds? Waiting for the official spot. The official hasn't given an indication.
They're going to say he was down.
Okay. The ball came out, went out of bounds, and they're going to mark the ball at the 47-yard line. Yep, he was down.
Yeah, and the ball, what happened was the ball went out of bounds. That's what caused the dead ball.
Yep.
And so they're not going to give him those two extra yards for fumbling the ball forward.
So the ball spotted at the 47-yard line after a two-yard pickup. Second down of about six here for the Goblins at the Mountain 47. Keelan This is a design run straight up the middle. Now bounces it to the left outside. He's right at the marker, and he's going to have a first down. One official has him at the 41. The other has him at the 40. And I think either way it's going to be a first down. They spot the ball, and it is right at the 41-yard line. Pickup of six.
I like the way we're putting them back in the huddle. Make them play. Make them drive. They haven't had a sustained drive yet tonight.
That's correct. They've had some big plays, but fresh set of downs for the Goblins. 4:52 left in this third quarter. Two receivers each side for the Goblins. Keelon, low snap, scoops it up, pressure. He's going to take off. He'll lose the pressure. He's into the secondary, slides down at the 29, and then he's knocked to the ground, and I don't know how they didn't throw a flag on that.
They did throw a flag.
I was going to say, that was deserved.
Yeah, that's just, he just walked up. He gave himself up, put a knee down, and the defender ran up and hit him with two hands in the chest.
Logan Walker comes up and wallops the quarterback after he slides down. A Walker's going to come out, and Coach Erie's upset with him, and deservedly so.
One hand push, but still, you can't touch him. They gave themselves up. Once that knee goes down, the play is over.
That is the third 15-yard penalty against this Mountain Home team tonight. Didn't need that one. Takes it down to the 10-yard line.
All right, got pistol with two guys in the backfield. They're going to look for the freeze option possibly, or just the ISO, run downhill. Good job.
Yeah, initial contact at the line of scrimmage. Welsh bounces and takes it to the 12-yard line, a pickup of about three.
That was a good job, though. Gage Lindsay made that first contact and really slowed him down because he was getting ahead of steam. He came up and met him at the line. Wasn't completely able to wrap him off, but set him up for the defenders to come in, finish it off.
But mark him at the 11, so it's second and six here for the Goblins. Keelon is going to take it to the right side, pull down from behind at the 10-yard line, a pickup of one.
It's Ofa, Ofa Valdez on the play.
The big defensive tackle from Mountain Home making the play from behind.
Ofa Samoan, and the guys just love him. He's quite the character.
Is he?
He is a character.
He made the play that time. Mills, into the ball game now. He's in the backfield for the Goblins as they send Welsh. He's flanked out to the right side. Now he'll go in motion. And
falls
the ball
on the
is on the ground. The quarterback, Keelon, falls on it.
Snap never got to him.
Nope. It was a bad snap, and they're going to lose 2 yards back to the 12.
You know, that's the one he picked up last time and took off running and did really well. Kind of just looks like he snapped it, hit himself in the leg.
He
kind of didn't get the ball through his legs.
It wasn't very good. So it's fourth down now for the Goblins. And let's see what they want to do. They're going to send.
Do they still have a stud kicker? Because the other guy graduated.
The other one graduated. Their kicker now is Noah Moy, who, of course, has had one touchdown and one long pass to him.
They're not kicking. We got five wide.
Fourth down for the Goblins. Now they'll take a timeout. 2:28 left in the third. Harrison up 28-20. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The time is now to come see why Nisari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, a refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers and give us a call at
87- We continue with
The time is now to come see why Nisari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, a refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers and give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nisarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
2:28 left third quarter. Big fourth down here for this Bomber defense. Can they stop Harrison and get the football back? Harrison looking at a fourth and eight from the 13-yard line of Mountain Home.
Fourth and long. They really like tight end screens, but you also could see a pick route here at the top.
Keelan rolling to the near side, looking to the end zone. Incomplete! Great job defensively by Mountain Home. Reaching around, knocking the ball away. Dylan Drury, the sophomore, and the Bombers hold on fourth down.
That's a way to bounce back. Now you come back down, get you a sustained drive, get the ball in the end zone. Well, guess what? It's a brand-new ball game.
It is.
Is that Coach Mallett or Coach Hendricks getting crazy on the sidelines?
That was Coach Hendricks trying to come out there and give Dylan a high five, and they bumped chest, and, and Hendricks wound up on the ground. So Mountain Home gets the ball back. They'll start this drive at their own 12-yard line.
You know, Moy had that ball in his hands, and Drury took it out with a slap. He slapped it out of his hands.
First down for this Mountain Home offense. High snap to McKay, pulls it down, trying to bounce to the outside. He gets to the corner, turns it upfield, and is going to pick up about two or three on the play near the 15-yard line.
Long way to run.
It was.
He had a lot more open space in front of him. Harrison defender did a really good job of closing it down.
That was a two-yard gain. He ran a long way to get 2 yards. Second and eight here for the Bombers from their own 14-yard line with 2:16 left in the third quarter. Mountain Home down by eight. Okay, taking his time, and now he will await the snap with one on the play clock. They got to hurry. The Bombers had to take a timeout. Oh, Coach Airy's upset. They had to burn one here, and they didn't want to do that, especially in the second half. 2:16 left in the third quarter. It's 28-20. Harrison, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We depend on internet for everything from gaming to video conferencing, but we also need great television and reliable phone service from a name you can trust and people who answer your calls and provide outstanding customer service locally. Get the support, service, and dependability you can count on from Next, powered by NAEC. Get started today by visiting MyNextFiber.com. Stay connected via internet, television, and phone with Next, powered by NAEC. Visit MyNextFiber.com.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, Mountain Home has to waste a timeout there to avoid the 5-yard penalty. You don't want that deep in your own territory. And, boy, you just hate to burden one in a situation like that. Second and eight here for the Mountain Home offense from their own 14-yard line. McKay looking to pass near side. It's going to be complete out to the 19-yard line.
Mojica on the grab.
Mojica making the grab, his second catch of the night. Pickup of about six on the play. And they're going to mark him at the 19 instead of the 20, so a pickup of five.
But it gets you into a more manageable situation for third down.
Third and about four here for Mountain Home. Rolling to the right side is McKay. Fires on the run. It's incomplete. Threw into some traffic and broken up by the Goblins. Had two receivers within about 10 yards of each other. Went for the deeper receiver. Knocked away, and the Bombers will be forced to punt.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen if he could have kept rolling and cut it up. There wasn't a lot of pressure. There's one defender out there in the flat. Good job waiting to see that number. So number 16 on the defense for Harrison did a great job. That's a linebacker, Trey Richardson.
Yeah. So Mountain Home will be forced to punt. McKay will stand at about his own 8-yard line and await the snap. High kick, short kick. This is going to bounce at the 37 and take a Harrison roll. And down at about the 31-yard line.
And that was the wedge shot that we didn't want. It came
right
back at us.
Now, the officials are talking. Mountain Home coaches are thinking it may have hit a Harrison player. They're pointing Mountain Home way. All right.
We touched it first.
We touched it first. So
one of our guys tried to grab it and could not make the hold, but tapped the ball. So there's the first touching.
So it's a 12-yard punt. Net. And the Goblins will take over at the Mountain Home 31-yard line. The defense got a stop last time. They've got to do it again here. Harrison leads by 8 with 1:34 left in this third quarter.
Motion to back to this side.
And Keelon gives. So we had a whistle and a flag before this one started. This is going to be against Harrison with the procedure call. Backs him up to the 36.
They were about to run a trap play. They ended up pulling those two linemen from the right side. They were going to kick back out to the left and open that up for that trap.
Five penalties for 32 yards now against the Goblins. First and 15 for Harrison at their own 30 at the Mountain Home 36-yard line. Keelon to pass. Right side, a man open to the 20. It's complete there to the 15, the 10. And down to about right at the 10-yard line. Did the ball come out? It did, but I think it was after the player was down. It's going to be a first down here for the Goblins at the 11-yard line. Lane Johnson with the reception that time for the Goblins.
The ball may have come out, but he was down first.
He was.
It's another one of those plays where somebody slips and is running free. A busting coverage there as well.
That's the 11th first down of the night for the Goblins. They've got the ball at the Mountain Home 11. First down. Keelon's going to kick it himself right side at the 10, stacked up at about the 7, and then he's going to be driven out of bounds. About four Bombers in on the tackle that time.
He is not a big dude, but he runs hard.
He does.
I mean, that's a lot of effort he's putting out.
They're going to mark him right at the 8, so a pickup of 3 on the play.
5'11", 175. So it shows a lot of heart when you're willing to drop that shoulder.
He's not afraid at all. He's a hard runner. Down to 36 seconds left in this third quarter. Harrison leads it by 8. Second down and about 7 here for the Goblins.
They like to run this flat pass. They'll run a little scissors with those two outside receivers to the top, and you'll see that third inside receiver release out to the flat.
They snap it just as the ball clock hits 0. Keelon to the about the 7-yard line, and he's going to be stopped there on what looks to be the last play of the third quarter.
Brody Patterson came up from the safety position, laid a lick on him. Mason Walker, sophomore, getting in there, helping finish him off.
We've played three quarters. Harrison leads it 28-20. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!